It's 11 o'clock.
This is Lippo, and you got it tuned to WKBR. Talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week, from the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006 from JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How'd you like that noise?
Yeah. What was that?
That's my computer.
Yahoo or something?
I'm not normally...
Are you routed through the board?
Firewired up, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to get all your... So can you just turn your volume down on the computer and then we won't have anything from you?
It doesn't work that way.
Why not?
I can't do anything with volume concerning this Mac. Well, I can turn each individual thing down.
Okay, you're not on something. There's not anything that you can turn down that stops your computer from sending through at all? Should be your volume on your computer. Then you shouldn't be routed into the... I mean, you're still routed, but your volume is gone.
Right. No, it's kind of all grayed out. Yeah.
Oh, we'll just enjoy whatever noises anomalies come from your computer.
I don't think anything is going to come from it, unless my browser makes noise.
You never know.
So how are you feeling today, Big JD?
A little bit of pain.
Jeez and
rice. Had a shower mishap.
A lot of injuries happen in the shower.
Yeah, I know.
I know a dude who fell out of the shower hit his head.
Yeah, that happens. Or people that have a pass out in the shower or have an aneurysm in the shower. Steam madness. But slipping, yeah, that kind of thing. Mine wasn't from slipping. I was cleaning the tub after I was done showering and I stood up and got the spout for the tub water in the bottom of my back.
Oh.
And I turned around and all my skin was hanging off it. And I had to pull it off and throw it out. I was screaming while I was kept scrubbing. It was bad.
I was screaming and scrubbing.
Screaming and scrubbing. What's happened with you?
Not too much. No, everything's going good over here. Just working. And
then I'll tell you about the ScanJet.
Yes.
I noticed I had done a lot of scanning of all the old band stuff. There we go. And then I had done tons of pictures, thousands of pictures. And then I was on to the 5x7 pictures. Then I was doing the 8x10 pictures. So I realized that there's these lines on my pictures. Like I'll scan an 8x10, there'll be like this purple or yellow line down the left side. And this is a ScanJet 510M for Mac. So I had to go back and do my 200 8x10s and somehow get rid of the line in all my scans. Then I went back and looked at my photographs, and a lot of photographs have the line in them.
Dope.
Then I went back to all the old band contracts, flyers, and all that kind of stuff that I had scanned and thrown out after because I thought everything was perfect.
Dope.
And realized that there were some that have a line on it, but nothing that was, you know, really all that important or anything. I'm not worried about that. But all the photographs, which I still have, I have to rescan all like thousands of pictures because they have lines on them. And I don't even know if I'm going to be able to do it or have to watch every one now or how this is. And I sent them a huge email and I'm waiting for a reply on that. But
you want like a cash settlement?
Something. I'm doing pretty good with cash settlements lately. I would even find that I'd scan a picture and it'd have a line down it and some kind of a color line, like a glare from something inside. You know what I mean? And I've cleaned it and I've done it, but I realize it's from all the way back from, you know, and the first thing I did was actually our wedding honeymoon pictures. So I have to check those still and see if it was doing it right from the get-go.
Right.
And the only thing I found, I changed the resolution to a higher resolution because I was doing photographs near about 40, 50 kilobytes. So they're small size.
Small.
But it shouldn't matter.
No. Nope.
You know, scanning. It shouldn't matter at all.
No.
But almost, but the 8x10s and the 5x7, almost every picture has lines on them. Like they're absolutely useless. Put it that way.
Useless.
Yeah, useless scan.
Right.
Like, you couldn't put it on the web or do anything with it. It's got a line in it, like a bright purple line or a yellow line, sometimes a white line. Sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. But I've scanned things. I put an 8x10 color picture in and it scans with a line down it. And I put it in again and scan it, and there is no line.
What?
So, yeah, it's really odd. I think that there's might be something wrong. Maybe you'll have to go back and be swapped. I don't know. Wait and see what they say. But it's not dirt. It's nothing dirty or anything like that. You know what I mean? And I've cleaned it just to make sure, and it doesn't make a difference.
Now, what if you swap it out? What does your receipt say? Does it say you have the 300 series or the 500 series?
The packing slip says 510. That's what I go by.
Okay.
So, leave that at that.
Okay.
And the other thing was the Apple iPhone thing. We went to get Lana an iPhone. It was just, the cost was absolutely absurd. It really went was to, kind we, of absurd.
We mean to Rogers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To get through whoever, Rogers or whatever, it's sold by Telus, whoever it is.
Oh, it's either Fido or Rogers.
But when you were telling me about your plan was only $30 or something like that for a 6 gig plan, and I'm like, well, that's really good. That's all. That's what I pay now for a phone. But it's not. But then there's that's the data plan.
That's just the data.
Right. And then there's the other plan. And then they don't give you any voicemail, and you got to pay another like $8, $10 for voice messaging.
Mm-hmm. If you go that route.
Yeah. So it was just kind of crazy. So she said, no, I'm not going to pay. Like, it was going to be an extra $40 a month than just having a phone. So she's just going to use a regular phone.
They also have iPhone plans that they put together. You know, it's $450 a month, $700 a month, and a gigabyte a month.
Yeah.
And it includes all. It's all included. Like, you get your voicemail.
They have a plan, but that's like, I don't know. I can't remember what they were or whatever. I think that was the best plan, though, right now. And that was with getting the talk plan for like $17. But when you add up the activation fee and this and that and the other thing, it comes out to like a $30 regular phone plan, basically.
Yeah,
well, and then the other, and then the other, and then the messaging, and then you're looking at like, you know, $70 or something for, which is still, I guess, okay if you're going to use it all the time. But for her, I don't know that she'd use that stuff that much, everything that, you know, take advantage of it to pay over double of having a cell phone.
Right.
So I said, I got her phone from my buddy, Telus, that he never paid his bill anymore, so they cut him off, and mm-hmm. she just get pay-as-you-go card and use like she was. Because she gave her phone. She had a cell phone. She gave it to her brother when she was in Europe. But she didn't realize the consequence of having to get another phone is if you want to pay as-you-go phone, you're going to pay like $300 for a phone anyway.
Right.
Or you're going to have to go on a contract, which she doesn't want to do. So she's just going to do this. Maybe she'll get an iPod Touch or something. I don't know if she wants the PDA connectivity thing or whatever. Right. You know.
Yeah.
So it didn't end up happening.
Bummer.
I was getting pretty excited.
For her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for me. So anyway, that's a bunch of stuff that we had going on.
Cool. You want
to... Here we go.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com. And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Whoa. Hello.
Yay.
Hello from the newsroom.
So what's the big news this week?
Oh, the big news. There's all kinds of news this week.
Jackass.
Pakistan explosion kills... Well, that's not regular news. I'm sorry.
It's our 100th show.
It is our 100th show, yeah.
That's pretty...
That's big news.
It's newsworthy in the Jabbercast studio.
Well, sure. It's a special today. But I didn't think we were getting... I thought we were going to talk about real news first.
Oh, I see. Rolf says congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Rolf.
He's listening right now on... does it seem like we've been doing it for 100 shows? Doesn't seem like it to me.
That's a long
time.
Seems
like about 50.
Actually, 3 years, though, we've been at the Jabbercast. Since 2006. Pakistan. You ever been to Pakistan?
Yes, I have. I haven't been to Pakistan, but I've been to Pakistan.
Ooh, look at that Pakistan.
Okay.
Been out in the sun too long. Pakistan explosion kills 30, damages hotel. Dump truck packed with a ton of explosives devastates the heavily guarded Marriott Hotel in Pakistan's capital.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff over there.
And the other news that I had was for the third straight day, Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama has widened his small lead over Republican John McCain in Gallup's daily tracking poll.
Doesn't matter who gets
Gallup's in. Poll. Gallows poll.
Take me to the gallows poll.
Obama has a 6 percentage point advantage among registered voters nationwide, 50% to McCain's 44%. And this marks the first time either candidate has been at 50% since Obama touched that point in the 3 days of polling that ended September 1st.
Do you care who gets in?
No.
I don't care either. Doesn't matter who gets
in. Just looking for news.
Really?
No, I don't know. I guess, I suppose it doesn't matter. They're not, I don't really see anything so outstanding. Like, wow, that's going to be the president of the United States. This guy's going to be amazing and do wonderful things. Not really. And nothing really except for the fact that Obama's black. That is pretty amazing in itself. And I think that is like be a historic event. I think that he'll win it, honestly. So I think that's a pretty big thing. Like the fact that either he's going to be a president or for the first time a black president or that Clinton would have been the first
woman.
Yeah. And I was surprised that she was out because on those things alone, I thought that one of them was going to be president for that reason, you know? But I guess people are a little smarter than I gave everybody credit for. So, to me, it was like, wow, black president or female president. Awesome.
We're going to have either a black president or a female vice president.
Well, yeah, that's a big thing, too.
So. That's something that's never happened either.
Right.
Yeah. On the little
We are. You are.
Travis Barker. Drummer for Blink 182. You know Travis Barker?
Yeah, I don't know him personally or anything, but I know Blink 182. What happened?
There was a plane crash.
You kidding?
Yeah, and he's badly burned. I guess 4 people on the plane died.
Oh, he's not dead though.
No.
Wow.
Badly burned though.
Was the band on the plane? Or just
no?
On
he
a
was
plane?
With DJAM.
Another band?
I have no idea.
DJAM.
I have no idea who he is either.
A guy? Okay.
He's a guy.
That blows.
One of Jonas is
just makes me want to ride in a plane even more.
Right. It was a Learjet.
Yeah.
I'll hop in a Learjet and that's what happens. Who knows what the pilot's doing? A little bit of lines before he takes off or whatever. That whole atmosphere. Who knows?
So Jonas, what?
That's one of his,
somebody? Yeah.
What do you somebody he looks up to as far as drummers go.
Okay, yeah.
For sure.
He's the Lipo son, drummer.
Yeah. So I guess we should get into it. Man, you know,
absolutely. It's our 100th show, and
get into it, man. Moving, grooving.
We're going to play a few little excerpts from shows gone by, some of our past jabbercasts, and
little jabber gems, I call them.
Jabber gems, yeah, you did call them jabber gems. I liked that. That was kind of neat. And
what's the first one we got up?
First one we got up is the vandalism show. No. I see what happened here. I have show notes and I took out some shows, so now I have to scroll down to actually where I had that vandalism show. Well, I guess all I have here is it's our 79th show.
Okay.
So it was a little more recent, and we discuss in this excerpt graffiti and some other types of vandalism.
Okay.
Some of it looks pretty good, but they say graffiti's not art. It's a criminal offense when put on property without permission and when left unchecked creates many more problems. And research indicates that many graffiti artists have or will have connections to other criminal activity, as is evident in areas such as Vancouver, Los Angeles, Toronto, possibly.
Do I have something on my face? Is that what you did? Or you had an itch?
No, I had an itch.
Okay.
I wanted to move away from the microphone.
Oh, I see.
You hear it.
We had some toothpaste hanging from the side.
Nope. Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
So they're saying that kids who are doing the vandalism are also connected to some other kind of crime.
Yeah. If they're criminals, you can sometimes bet that they're connected to other things, maybe some B&Es or, theft and things like that. Although theft can be considered sometimes vandalism, but more importantly, what it is saying there is that something like graffiti it's not art, it's an offense.
But there's a lot of
facing somebody's
property.
There's
a lot of kids out there who they want to make their mark on the world, and they go out and they create some beautiful stuff on walls and side of trains and the side of bridges and stuff.
They certainly do, and they're good artists. But I think, just about anyone would, that their talents are better used elsewhere, other than a wall somewhere,
right,
on somebody else's property.
That's
the thing.
Yeah.
So
I think it's like not
use a book, use the internet. Go to school.
Right. A lot of these kids don't have access to a lot of those resources, though. And it's the instant gratification thing. You know, they don't want to put the work into, you know, make a portfolio, draw a whole bunch of stuff, show it to somebody, and then maybe you'll be in a forum where you'll be able to show off your stuff. But these kids want
pen and paper is you know, relatively cheap, free, inexpensive. And that's what they should be doing, probably. And they want to showcase their work. Well, show it to somebody. Go look for a job or something.
They want to hit the most viewers at once. I think every car that goes down here is going to see my thing.
Yeah, that's not going to do anything for them. It's I don't know how many kids got a decent paying job out of painting on spray painting on walls. But they shouldn't be.
No.
So,
but I think that's their mentality, though.
And who is it that does that? The mentality of who?
They're young kids. Yeah, between the age of probably 14 and 20, maybe.
I'll tell you one thing: it's a lot cheaper. And you can make an awful lot more drawings, pictures, and art in a book than a can of spray paint. A can of spray paint is $4. You can go buy a box of pencils or pens and a couple of books, hundreds of pages,
right,
for cheaper than you can buy a rattle can.
Oh,
where do they get the paint? So, you know, obviously they steal the paint too, probably.
Cases
or they chip in.
Cases of,
you know, if your friend's that good at an artist, like, chip in and buy him something that's going to further him in his life, you know?
Sure.
So, but yeah, kids, I'm sure. I don't see too many adults that are really vandals, you know?
Right.
I'm sure they do things, the on-site substance abuse, rowdiness, and things like that. You might find older people, adults maybe. Maybe some arson, theft, things like that. People that have been doing it their whole life. But
right,
as far as, you know, a lot of the things that you think of when you think of actual vandalism, writing on the bathroom wall, painting on the walls, tearing posters off of bus stops or wherever they put posters and things like that. And that's usually kids. And who does it affect, though? It affects everybody.
Affects everybody. And that's what they want to do. They want to affect everybody. That's the whole thing behind vandalism, I think. Not a lot of it. Not all of it, I should say. You know what I'm thinking? What do you think is the worst type of vandalism? Like the most despicable? That's despicable.
Well, racism, I think, is really bad. You know, if you vandalize things against a race or something like that, that would be pretty bad, I guess. But vandalizing in general, that would cost somebody else money. You know, hate crimes and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Those are, I think, are the biggest ones probably that, you know, the most hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
You got something in my eye?
Good one. What I was thinking about was, I don't know if you recall, maybe a year or two ago, vandals got into one of the cemeteries down on the West End and they just...
You know, broke some stuff, I think.
Yeah, tore down a whole bunch of monuments and gravestones too, like pushing over gravestones and crap like that. Like that, that's the most... Why go there? Why go to this place where they bury dead people and wreck people's memories of their relatives and their friends and whatever?
Yeah.
And it's dead people. Besides, if you have any inkling of spirituality, you know, those are dead people. They can come back and get you if you're thinking, you know, what's going to happen to me because of this.
It shows a lack of respect for sure.
No respect.
You know, for other people's property and for people that have been, perhaps, if it's a cemetery vandalism. You know, I guess you got to think if it was, you know, somebody in your family's grave, you probably wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, they're not thinking of that. That's,
and you wouldn't want to have, you know, that happen or somebody else do it. But they're kids and they don't think. They're kids and they don't think.
Oops. I wasn't thinking.
So the music show. You got a music clip lined up for us. A clip from one of our past shows on music.
Music, yeah. Yes. We were talking about you playing the tuba.
Oh, really? Okay, here we go. You're taking that off like you got a bad shoulder.
No, I'm trying to do it quietly here.
Oh, okay.
Let me make some noise.
Everybody knows now. He's taking off his clothes.
There we go. You don't mind my chest hair, do you?
No, not at all. You don't mind this big piece of wood. So, you're a musician.
Yes.
You play more than one instrument.
Yes, I do.
You play guitar.
Yes. And harmonica. Yep.
Which are, I guess, your main instruments, but obviously you'd be able to play bass because you can play guitar.
Oh, sure. I play bass too with the kids downstairs. Go. I play a little bit of keyboard too.
I was going to say, you play any keyboards? Because usually musicians dabble in it at some point in time. And drums, maybe?
I suck at drums.
Well, you sent me a file that you played drums. It was awesome.
It was good, wasn't it?
That was a scam. I played tuba in the school band for 2 years.
And what did you think of that when you were taking tuba? Did you like it?
I thought it was hilarious. No, I can't say that I really liked it. And I didn't like carrying it around because we walked in area schools to do concerts. And we used to have to carry our instruments. And I had to carry the tuba, which is this big, huge instrument. And this was in what I guess we call junior high, grade 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to a school that was only grade 7 and 8. And I was in music there, and I played the tuba for those 2 years. So I was like 12 and 13 years old at the time, carrying around the big tuba. And we don't usually even play through a whole song on the tuba. There's a lot of rests on the tuba for the bass.
You just come in at certain points in the song.
More bass is played by like baritone and some of the other trombone stuff. The tuba itself is pretty spread out. So it's like kind of weird. And if you played the song just with the tuba, you would never really know what it is even. Because it's like boop, 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 boop. You know what I mean? And what song's that? Meanwhile, it might be the theme for MASH or something, which we did, by the way. And I think that was it, actually.
You got a great memory.
Yeah.
And that probably is the actual bass line from that.
It probably is, yeah. I might have added a few extra notes there because, and of course I play guitar and I dabble in the harmonica. A little bit of keyboards if I really need to. Drums I can play. Got a set of drums. Well, you have a set of drums downstairs.
I have two sets of drums downstairs.
Oh, there's two now?
Yeah.
Wow. You like those bigwig bands that got two drummers going on at the same time?
Oh, the Allman Brothers practice downstairs.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we got the two sets down here.
Nice. How about pregnant women that have music on for the unborn child?
Sure. I used to play classical guitar for Jonas when my wife was pregnant.
And do you think that had any effect in any way later? And what effect would it maybe supposed to have? Because we have a listener on the net here and says that...
what does he say?
He encourages kids to be musical, which... And this is his kids, though, not unborn. Mm-hmm. Apparently, studies have shown that it improves their math and other school skills.
Music does, for sure. A lot of people look at music as math. Logical...
I can see that, sure.
Logical or I can see even stuff.
Almost as another language. Like it's something learned, you know? Not just listening to music and getting into a song or something, but actually learning an instrument is... you're learning some art, you're learning some technique, you're learning, some people are gifted that way, but some people will acquire an ear and those things. It's almost like learning a language. There's a level of intelligence in learning.
That's a good analogy, learning a language, because it is a language for sure.
Some people are just gifted, totally gifted, and they're just incredible. At an early age, you see some of the young kids that play the piano and stuff when they're like a few years old.
Yeah, well,
that blows my mind.
I kind of want to get into that. What do you think it is? Like, you get some kid who you make him play piano, whatever, just because you want to introduce him to an instrument, and he's just not into it. He's off time, and he doesn't understand. You know, it's like he couldn't keep a beat. If you gave him a tambourine, he can't even hit it four times.
Yeah, now I wonder if that is that. Okay, you want
to. Well, I'm just kind of curious.
Where's
the other side? Yeah, they just sit down and boom, they're just like, whoa, they're just so musical. You're a musical person. So I'm just kind of curious what part of our makeup is it that is different from each other?
Well, there's that creative part of the brain, I'm sure, but I think you might have to look hereditarily too.
That's what I was trying to get into. Is it
along the lines, I think somebody in the family is musical and that trickles down onto offspring and. Or somebody in the family, and maybe there's some that's not. There must be people that are, there's nobody musical in the family, and all of a sudden this kid's just gifted and can play the piano without, you know, just from hearing something and plays it, you know, something like that. I'm sure there's cases like that maybe, but that's, some people are just prodigies and they're gifted and maybe there's no explanation.
There probably is, but we only
use a few percent of our brain, so we don't know why.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
When we use more of the brain, we'll figure that out.
But if there's some kids that are gifted and they also have the desire to be musical. Like they just have to be musical all the time. Like they're always playing their piano, always playing their guitar or something. Whereas there's kids who you could see they have talent, but you got to be on them for practicing and keeping it up and stuff like that.
And some that are good in that are in that, like the middle of the road there. But like you say, some that are like kids in high school, they carry sticks around with them all the time, drumming on everything. Can't stop constantly. And I've known people that are like that too. You catch them constantly, you know, fidgeting and.
Yeah.
Like they don't stop. I don't really know what makes one person that's into music. I wouldn't say aggressive, but
more proactively.
Yeah. Active at showing signs of having to do something musically all the time.
I was like that. I was a banger kid.
Yeah.
But I was just told so many times by my parents and by everybody else that I'm driving them crazy. Mm-hmm. Having something banging all the time.
I'm somewhat like that, but not maybe to that extent where constantly, like I usually still.
Like when I'm on the toilet, I'm like, banging on my legs. Like,
are you?
I'm doing this.
Yeah. Sometimes I like
the sound of my bare hands on my bare legs.
Yeah.
The only time I get that is when I'm on the toilet.
He likes the sound of his bare hands on his bare legs. And the Hockey Mom Show.
That was one of our funnest shows.
Yeah, it was kind of a neat thing because not only my Howard Cosell impression, but Hockey Mom interview. And we don't often do interviews on the show, let alone Big JD and Lippo actually remotely going to interview what we did for this particular one in arena, interviewing Hockey Mom. So here's a little piece of that.
Hello again, everyone. This is Howard Cosell. Speaking of sports, very often a final score doesn't tell the whole sports story. I know, because I talk with players, managers, and coaches to find out what's really going on. You'll get the inside story with me.
Just like the great broadcasting and podcasting from Big JD and Lippo.
The arena. I love hockey.
Awesome. Do you
watch pro hockey?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
I watched Team Canada beat USA today.
That was 6-3. Awesome.
It was beautiful.
They're doing
and
good.
And I like NHL.
So what do you think of the new rules?
I don't mind them.
You don't think it changes hockey at all?
Pardon me?
You don't think it changes the game at all?
No, I think it's better. At first, I didn't like the 4-on-4 and the shootouts, especially since I'm a Maple Leaf fan and we can't seem to get the shootouts together.
Right.
But I don't mind them.
Okay, and what does your son think of the, whatever you want to call, lighter play or not as physical play, I guess?
You find it something hard for them to get used to?
With I don't know. It's hard because he's smaller, so when it's really physical like this, it's harder for him.
Okay. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much. We're doing an online radio show. The show's on Hockey Moms this week. How many kids do you have playing?
3.
That was pretty good. And what's your name?
Lisa.
And they're all playing. What level are they all at? Are they different levels? And
novice, Pee Wee, and Bantam.
Novice, Pee Wee, and Bantam. So you have a daughter that plays too, then? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, who's on travel?
Travel team. Yeah. You going to be an NHL star one day? You want to play pro hockey? Today, how many goals did you get today?
Uh-oh. Oh, we got a shy hockey. He might be a good hockey player, but he's kind of shy.
He won't be when all the cameras start coming around, TV cameras.
That's right. Yeah. He'll be another Ty Domi kind of guy.
Is it, as a hockey mom, is it busy packing the kids all up and loading up all their stuff and taking them to the games and practices?
We are like a chauffeur. We go back and forth.
Yeah. And it's funny, your kids are a little younger, or at least a couple of them are, and we're finding that a lot of the hockey moms, the kids are older. They're getting their stuff together themselves, and they're a little more independent, so it's probably a little easier than with the younger kids.
Yes, a little bit, yeah.
What about your older son? Does he think he's NHL material?
Does he think he is? I don't think he thinks he is.
So he has no aspirations for that. Okay, and what about you?
Do I think he is?
Or any of your kids?
I think my youngest is.
So your oldest, when he was this young, was he playing?
Yeah, he was.
And you notice the difference in the talent-wise when he was at...
Yeah, he's got a lot of drive, my youngest.
And does he follow NHL? Do you know? Do you have a favorite NHL team?
Montreal.
The Canadiens, awesome. And why do you like the Canadiens? I just thought maybe it was some special player. Is there some favorite player you have on the Canadiens? No.
Favorite hockey player?
Who's your favorite player on the Canadiens?
Saka Koivu.
So was it your kids' idea to play hockey, or did you want them to be involved in a sport to start?
They wanted to.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And then I was just going to say, did the younger ones want to kind of follow suit with the older, or did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking up to the older sibling and want to play hockey? Or yeah.
Huh? So does your daughter play anything else?
She plays baseball. They all play baseball.
And the kids, too?
They all play baseball, too.
Okay, they all play.
The father's a baseball nut.
Okay. Dad's a fan of baseball.
Dad's a baseball
fan.
It's nice. I remember one time being at an Eric Clapton concert at the... No, it wasn't at Joe Louis Arena. It was at the Palace.
Right.
And we go in there, and it was silent. There's like a million older guys, of course, in there. And you obviously could hear him doing his tunes, you know. And some guy goes, "Woohoo! It's all effing quiet in here. Come on, let's rock it up." Another guy in the can next to me goes, "Shut up! I'm trying to listen to the tune, man."
That's good.
And then it was really quiet, and so it got, like, I'm telling you, there's like at least 30, 40 people in the can. The guys lined up to get into the can,
right?
And which reminds me of the last concert I went to, Roger Waters. But anyway, and it was totally silent, and the guy just let one rip.
Ooh. Nice.
And then the whole place just erupts in laughter.
That's great. Usually people do that and you don't hear a word from anybody, but it's nice when everybody acknowledges it.
Exactly.
Actually,
I think one guy says like something like, "I know how you feel," or whatever. "I've been there, dude," or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, they got really... all the little sayings come out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
But we were at, went and saw Roger Waters on this past Monday, and... The funny thing is, usually when you go to a concert with your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, the girls' washroom is like, there's a huge lineup to get out. Well, at this Roger Waters concert, it was a huge lineup for every guy's, John, and the women's. You could just walk right in. So my buddy, who I went with, he ended up, both of them, Dan and Jeff, both ended up going in the girls' can.
Yeah, I've done that a lot. You go to a place that's got two little bathrooms there, and the men's room's taken, and the women's isn't. I go in the women's. You get some pretty nasty looks from women that are waiting outside, though. They see a guy come out of their washroom having twinkled all over the seat.
And that's all there is in there, too, is seats.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing. Well, there's a sink.
Sure. And you could I've use been that. In many cans where guys have been pissing in the sink.
Yeah. Your business.
No. So the nastiest bathroom I had been into had something to do with a condition that some people have. Where they have to, they feel like they have to make their mark on the bathroom, like, you know, so they shit everywhere.
And spread their crap around.
They spread their crap
around. On the walls and all over the toilet and the floors, yeah.
Exactly.
I've seen that at work.
Yes.
I think somebody has to stand up, face the toilet, spread their cheeks, and just force out some massive diarrhea to make some of the messes that I've seen. That bad. Like, just horrendous. Like, just... A filthy, messy spray everywhere. And they must get a kick out of it. Think of doing that. Wouldn't you just be roaring and laughing and giggling?
No, I'm sorry.
I guess when you walked out of there?
That is just too disgusting.
It's pretty funny, though, when you think about it. I don't know. I guess we'd have to try it.
Oh, so
and then bring
the
it
guy.
Up on another show. No,
you're
I've never done
guy.
That. No. No. I just... And what are you going to do? You just got to walk out of it and go into another one.
Sure.
And you wonder how long it's been like that, because a lot of times it's just dry. When's the last time they clean these things?
Sure.
If they do, yeah. A lot of them.
I know that I read an interview with a janitor at a Kmart, and I guess that was like the people go into stores and just make their mark in the bathroom.
Yeah, just to mess it.
Just to go and... I find a lot of those washrooms, a lot of the toilets that are in the wheelchair... stalls, they're higher.
Yeah.
So you're just your toes are touching the ground. I find I don't get enough traction when I really need to push. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like there's muscles that you just can't utilize.
I have bad dreams sometimes about washrooms and toilets, and I have no idea why. I don't really know what it means. I think I might have looked it up before, but I have them a lot. And it's usually about the water coming up when you're sitting on the toilet and the water comes up and just rises too high. Or one thing I can't stand, I don't like the automatic flush toilets. Do not like them. I like to flush myself, and I like a strong, powerful flush. I really think that's amazing. But those automatic ones, I can't stand when I'm sitting down and the toilet like flushes on me 3, 4, 5 times while I'm sitting there.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like it at all. That. Splashes
like
all over
the,
you.
I like the air. Just
do you throw a paper towel down in the bottom of the bowl before you sit down too? And of course, cover the seat always. Do you ever sit down and not cover the seat up?
Sit down.
Very rarely.
No, it has to be at some place like here. I won't do that here.
Oh. Big mistake.
At the Jabbercast Studios.
I just got done scrubbing the walls before you. But yeah, I always put down paper if they don't have the seat covers.
So what about...
I carry my own seat cover around.
What about the... You say you put something in the toilet before you...
Oh, I also take a bunch of fresh, clean toilet paper and drop it so the water's all covered. No, I don't mean like a ridiculous amount that's not going to flush down, but I cover it so that when you... go, it doesn't splash up or anything.
Huh.
It stops it from splashing up.
I never thought of that.
Because, you know, you force one out and bloop, it comes up and...
splash.
I'd like to say washes you, but it don't wash you.
No, there's no
it might wash you of your good freshness.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right. So here we are with our tech talk of the day.
And we just had a little technical glitch happen while those two clips got mashed together there.
Well, Big JD spilt a little bit of tea on his PowerBook and must have got into the trackpad somehow and rendered it
useless.
Which, so,
and the weird part is he's got one of these rubber mats on his keyboard.
Yeah.
The T didn't go anywhere near the rubber mat.
No, just went on the where the right hand would go and some a little bit on the trackpad, and it must have got inside there somehow.
Right.
And the even funnier thing was that right when it happened, you had said, what if it rendered your trackpad useless? What would you do? Thinking that I'd say get a new laptop, but I'm using a mouse now. Google was kind enough to let me use a mouse.
Kind enough. You can't run the show without having some navigation there, that's for sure.
I had a history in technology on for today's date, September 19th.
Okay.
Okay, it's, back well, in the day.
But this isn't September 19th.
Oh, is it the 20th now?
21st.
21st? Okay, so. Yeah, my watch is probably wrong too. So anyway, we're going to go with this September 19th date okay. because I have it up here.
All right.
But what was funny about... me looking up this for during my, you know, looking up my stuff for show notes was that I came across something else technologically advanced, which was funny. But first mention September 19th, 1851, Sir William Hesketh Lever, as the seventh son of an English wholesale grocer, it was the young Lever's job to cut and pack soap. Back then, people would buy large blocks of soap and break off chips for cleaning clothes. In the 1880s, Lever and his brother purchased an old soap factory. With the help of a local chemist, they developed a new soap made of vegetable oils instead of animal fats. And the Lever Brothers Company thought of innovative ways to sell new soap instead of big blocks. They cut the soap into small tablets wrapped in paper. And they used snappy logos and may have been the first to stamp the brand name Sunlight Soap on soap bars. And they also sold soap in thin sheets that could be broken into flakes for doing laundry. So he was the innovator, really, of that type of soap, making soap out of vegetable oils instead of animal fats. And also around that time for putting the brand name on soap.
Wow.
But Lever, and you know, the Lever 2000 and paired up later with somebody else who was merged with a Dutch company to form Unilever, which is apparently still around. Earlier this year, much of Lever's personal estate was auctioned away. But Lever 2000. But when I went to the site here looking at this stuff, I noticed a little advertisement down lower for Amazon, which actually has my name on it. So they, the technology of, you know, when you're visiting sites and stuff, you know, a lot of times they'll say, oh, your IP address is such and such, and you could be open to virus, you know, but this actually has my name on it. Hi, with my name, please support our work with a donation, Amazon Honor System. Okay. And I guess, well, it's for the site, I guess that's who it's for.
But what name? Your whole name?
My full, yeah, my whole name for my real name, Jeff. Yeah, it's actually on here. First and last name, please support with a donation. It knows that you're there just because it gets it from wherever on your computer.
What?
Not so private, eh? Isn't that funny?
No, that's not funny. That's about as funny as your trackpad dying.
Yeah.
Kind of a sick sort of humor.
Any other technology news from you or?
No, I don't think so. I'm digging my iPhone, that's for sure. Still,
of course.
Still newish to me.
I'm digging my iPod Touch. I don't know if we mentioned that on the show. I think we probably did already that I got one. So we'll move on to the Get in Shape show. And this was actually our most popular show. And hear a little bit of talk on diet misconception and some tips and tricks in this, about a 7-minute segment, unless I cut it short. You want to keep away from saturated fats and trans fats. Your sugars, you want to try and avoid any sugars that you can, mostly because you're going to get enough. And salt, you want to keep away from salt. You don't want salt to retain your water, and salt's just not good for you.
And you get most of your sugar from fruits. That's what you're saying?
You can get your sugars from fruit, but you got to watch fruits too, because there's a lot of sugar in fruit. Yeah, a lot of sugar in fruit. People, that's another thing people say. I eat tons of fruit. That's all I eat. Well, yeah, you're getting so much sugar that you'll never lose weight.
Really?
That's right.
You could eat fruit and still get fat.
Sure. Yeah, lots of sugar in fruit. So you're saying
you got to watch your fruit.
Sure do.
Wow.
You don't want to just eat fruit all day either.
I do.
The importance of protein. Don't be a fruit. The importance of protein. Protein rebuilds your muscles.
Okay.
And the individual proteins themselves do a lot of different things. I mean, for your hair and your nails and all kinds of things. But in general, for exercise and nutrition purposes, protein will rebuild your torn muscles that you've damaged during a workout. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to damage. That's how you build them. They break down, they repair, and it makes them bigger and stronger. And protein has a big part in that.
So you should eat.
And also your protein shake will help suppress your appetite. It'll make you feel fuller. Protein does that.
So what
high protein diet is good.
What is in a protein shake? What is the source of the protein?
Is the source?
Is it like a minced up steak?
No, it's generally a good quality protein is whey protein. There's different kinds.
No way.
Whey protein, soy protein, you know, there's different kinds, but whey is like a milk product of some kind, but whey protein is a very good protein.
Is there anything is
isolated Eon whey protein?
Whoa!
So eat all the time. You want to lose weight? Eat all the time.
I party all the time.
We went
party all the time.
You know that's Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
You want to eat all the time to lose weight, and it sounds like it wouldn't make sense, but that's the way it is. You want to graze all day
and night. And party every day.
I
want to graze all day.
And get off the drugs, man. Cholesterol, sugar, blood pressure, all that crap. If you eat right and exercise, chances are you'll get off them. Contrary to what your doctor says, Big JD knows.
Dr. JD.
That's right. Big DR.
DRGD.
Those are my bonus tips on nutrition. We want to continue on some nutrition, or are we going to get into some exercise? You got some good pointers there?
One.
Flip the pages.
Just one.
What do you got?
I'm on my...
Okay. What do you got?
Last page. Strive for consistency, not perfection. You can be sure there will be the occasional meal or snack that's not on the recommended food list. When you get off track in this way, don't allow it to slow you down. Enjoy the divergence.
Right. And continue on.
Recommit to your goal and get back on track with your very next
meal. That's like they say
meal.
About smoking. Don't quit quitting. So there you have it. Don't make it a diet. Don't make it short term. And I guarantee you, if you lose the 10 pounds you need to lose, and then you quit your diet because you lost your weight, you're going to gain that back and more. It happens every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Exercise.
Yeah, let's move on to exercise.
Exercise your mind. Smoke hash.
Here's some of those frequently asked questions or little statements like I had with the nutrition section on exercise.
This is like bonus tips for exercise?
Well, I'm not at the bonus tips yet. Big JD's bonus tips. But these are some statements like, I do aerobics every day and I can't lose or I only maintain my weight.
Oh, I see. Okay, these are statements. All right.
That's because you eat like a slob. No, but seriously, I do aerobics every day, but no, I can't lose weight because your eating habits are probably bad. Otherwise, that wouldn't happen. If you're eating good and you're actually, there's always going to be a plateau, which might be harder for you to get past. But if you're doing an aerobics exercise every day and you can't lose or you're only maintaining your weight, then there's reasons for it. And you have to change the eating habits or you have to change the intensity level that you're exercising. I constantly do sit-ups and still can't see my abs. The sit-ups don't necessarily have anything to do with your abs.
Well, figure that one out.
You got to get rid of the body fat so that you can see the abs. You have abs no matter what.
Obviously, we wouldn't be able to stand up.
Size dependent. Everybody has an abdomen and muscles in there. And if you drop the fat to a certain point, you'll see them no matter what, mm-hmm. whether you exercise them or not. And exercising makes them larger. And you can't target any place on your body. You exercise can't target fat any place. If you have to lose, like guys, they usually have the spare tire. You can't necessarily target that spare tire or your abs or the flab under a woman's arms or on their upper back. You can't target those areas. You have to lose fat every place in spite of what you might think or the rubbing compounds that you see on TV infomercial. Oh, rub this on your fat and it'll go away.
Oh, that was good.
Doesn't work like that.
Really?
I walk a lot to work. Oh, sorry. I walk a lot at work. So I don't need to exercise. Totally different. You know, I walk till my feet hurt at work. And my feet hurt, I walk so much at work. It's not the same thing. You have to keep your heart rate up to a certain point in order to actually be in a cardio stage or a fat burning stage.
Right.
And so just your walking at work, it doesn't cut it. Get muscular, get lean, or get both.
Ooh.
A lot of people say it's not possible to get lean and get bigger at the same time, but that's not really true because you can lose body fat and gain muscle at the same time. So that's something to keep in mind. Or you can go for one goal if you want to just drop fat and you don't need to gain any muscle. But in most cases, if you're on some kind of exercise program and eating right, you're going to gain some muscle.
You're going to tone up no matter what.
You may not.
Yeah, there we go. Some get in shape show.
It brings back memories.
Yes, it does. And then we both got in shape.
Right.
And my computer's back in shape. Lippo is the ultra tech, computer tech guru. He suggested I use a hair dryer on my trackpad, and it got my trackpad working again. Must have dried things up in there or something.
Yay.
So, moving on.
Things were looking dour.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Things were looking what?
Dour.
Dour. I like that. Isn't that the thing where the father pays the money for the wedding?
Dowry.
Dowry, dour. Veldri, Veldra. Okay, what have you got?
This week's song is from in the 80s, or early, no, I'm sorry, 80s, 90s, early 90s. There was Soundgarden.
Yes, there was.
And then there was Green River.
Green River?
Yep.
I don't know how that fits in there, but I do know that Stone Temple Pilots? No.
No.
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam. Yeah. Three of the guys from Pearl Jam, Jeff Ament, Stone Gossard, and
Junior
Mike Gossard, I think is his name. They got together with the drummer from Soundgarden, which was Scott Cameron, and the singer from Soundgarden is Chris Cornell. They all got together to create this album because the singer of Green River, or not Green River, I'm sorry, it's Mother Love Bone.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's what I was wondering. Green River had...
Two of the dudes that were in Mother Love Bone were in Green River.
Okay.
Before they were.
But it's Mother Love Bone that went on to be Pearl Jam, basically. So.
Right. Mother Love Bone, the singer, died. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me what his name was.
Andrew was his last name.
It was Andrew. Yeah.
I can't remember his last name.
I don't remember his last name anyway. So these guys all knew this Andrew guy who was the singer Mother Love Bone. If you ever find any Mother Love Bone, pick it up because it's awesome. It's really good stuff. And so I guess Chris Cornell lived with him, this Andrew guy. And so when he died, these guys all got together and they created the CD. And they also, this is basically the debut of, what's the singer of Pearl Jam again?
Cornell?
No, Pearl Jam.
Oh,
I don't know. I forget that guy's name too. And he was so in the news all the time.
Yes. Anyways, we'll have it after the song.
Andrew Wood was the singer from Mother Love Bone.
That's correct. So this is his debut was on this CD, but it's not in this song right here. But I thought this was an appropriate song from the Temple of the Dog CD. Because we're
looking
back. Which
is great too, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, it's an awesome album. And because we're looking forward to our next 100 shows, but yeah, we're taking a look back. So the song is called Pushing Forward Back.
Big JD, go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Time for the Jabber Quote.
Jabber Quote.
two times, two nine. One in the hand, two in the bush.
Jabber, 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 jabber.
Regular blast here in the 100th Jabbercast show.
Oh, yeah, we're having tons of fun today, folks.
This quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of used podcast. You can find all 100 episodes of the Jabbercast at Steve and Larry's podcast emporium, corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California. I just want to mention that Mac Cameron, the drummer from Soundgarden, is now the drummer for Pearl Jam. I didn't know that.
Who?
Interesting.
They get around. And as well, you can pick up all those podcasts at the Jabbercast, www.thejabbercast.com. And you can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com or leave us a My Chingo Widget message by
going to our contact page at thejabbercast.com and clicking on the little leave a message button.
He thought you were going to get out of it. This week's quote, if it's not fun, you're not doing it right. By Bob Basso.
Basso?
Yeah.
Who is Bob Basso?
He's an actor. A lot of movies.
Really?
If it's not fun, you're not doing it right. That's my motto. Everything should be fun.
Everything should be fun. Even if it's scrubbing the shower.
Oh, here we go.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Just beat his ass when he's down.
Or
no, it wasn't.
If it's podcasting, do it with fun. Even if your tea is dripping in your track pad.
He's pulling out all the stops at show's end. But we thank everybody for listening this week, and we'll see you next week with...
The...
What's the show next week?
You got to give me more notice.
You can get there faster on your powerhouse than I can with a fumbling trackpad.
Oh, look at that. I punched in Jabbercast, and it gave me...
And we're running on overtime.
Oh.
Here we go. Next week.
It's giving in and giving up. When you just can't take anymore, why give up? Why do we lose our fight? Why do we lose our will? What is it that breaks us? What is it that keeps us going? What kind of circumstances make us lose hope?
Sounds like fun.
What? Well, if it ain't fun, don't do it. Because if you're going to do it and have fun.
There you go.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
See you next week.
Yeah.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.